Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
All right, like we mentioned in the opening of the show, we are joined by Browns undrafted free agent wide receiver, Amarian Brown. Amarian, how are you doing tonight?
Good, man. Blessed to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's really exciting to have you on the show. And we just wanted to have you on here for a few minutes, talk about your journey so far through, you know, from college to the Senior Bowl to the Browns. And I think we'll just kind of start there. So just real quick, how has Cleveland been for you? What's the experience been like through the mini camps and the OTAs and all that kind of stuff?
Man, Cleveland's been amazing, man. I kind of didn't know what to expect coming up to Ohio because I've never been to Ohio. So, you know, getting off that plane, everything was kind of new to me. I was just hearing stuff here and there. You know, I talked to a few guys. I actually met a few people who were from Ohio. And I kind of got some insight about Cleveland and stuff like that. But everything's been good, man. You know, they've been treating me pretty well. You know, I can't complain, man. I'm blessed to be here. This is an opportunity that a lot of guys don't get. So, you know, who am I to come here and complain about? So, you know, I'm just blessed to be here. I'm happy that the Browns organization believed in me enough to welcome me to the team. And, you know, I'm just excited to get rolling it.
That's awesome. So I guess, you know, since you've been here, since you've been with the team and you've been, you know, working out and doing the practices and stuff, who are some of the guys on the team that you've kind of been hanging around with? Have there been some of the other rookies that you've been, you know, establishing a relationship with? Have any vets kind of taken you under their wing to show you the ropes? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, how's that kind of been going for you?
Well, you know, obviously the rookies, you know, us rookies, we're together all day, every day. You know, so we're hanging out all the time, whether that's here in the hotel playing the game or whether that's, you know, at the facility during our meetings or after our meetings, you know, being there because we're usually there by ourselves a lot, just having our rookie meets and things like that. But obviously the rookies, Jalen Darden, I actually met him when he was playing for the Bucks. So it was good to kind of come in, you know, with the guy that I was familiar with as well. But I think the first person who came in and kind of took me and Jamari Thrasher under his wing was Cedric Tillman. You know, he was a rookie last year, and you know, he basically went through the same process a year ago, and it was good kind of having him here right after rookie minicamp. And he was just a guy who was willing to help. And you know, a lot of guys in the league, you know, you don't have to, you know, be there. You know, you hear about a lot of guys, you know, who feel like they shouldn't mentor rookies, or they don't have to be there for rookies just because it's our job. You know, it's our job to do what we have to do. But I think first and foremost, Ted was a guy who came in and he was willing to help. Like he was doing stuff that he didn't have to do. And, you know, me and Jamari definitely appreciated Seth for that. And really all the older guys, met Jerry Judy actually for the second time. I met him on a visit to Alabama, and I showed him a picture of us when I was on a visit to Alabama, which it was funny. He said he remembered me. He kind of recognized my face, which is funny. Elijah Moore, a lot of those guys, they're here to help. And I think that we have a good group of guys, you know, not only on the team, but in that receiver room who's willing to help. But also Jalen Darden, you know, since he's been here, we've been super tight. He's just helping me, you know, he's also, you know, a guy kind of built like me. So he understands the things I have to go through. So he's kind of been that guy who's really been, you know, by my side, and he's been willing to help with anything.
You mentioned hanging out, playing games with the other rookies. I assume you're talking about like video games.
Yeah. Madden. We've been playing Madden.
So are you guys pumped for the new NCAA? I guess it's called college football now. And how mad are you that you missed? You're not going to be in it by 1 year.
Man, I'm excited about it, but it's kind of like, now, really? That's what now we don't get a chance to be in the game. Like waiting, what, 10, was it 10 years?
Yeah, I think 2014 was the last time.
Yeah.
And now we're not in college. They want to come out with a new game. I'm definitely excited to play. I'm excited to see how it is because I think NCAA 14 was one of the best games for a while. Like I'm pretty like everybody was playing NCAA 14, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see how it goes. You know, I'm definitely pumped to play it. Sure.
I was just curious because I'm a big gamer and I got like a calendar countdown for that game. So I can't wait to play.
So, I mean, yeah, you missed that game, but you get to be in Madden now. So that's cool, right?
Yeah. Which is, I'm pretty sure all of our dreams of being Madden. Now that's the ultimate dream. Playing with yourself in Madden.
How crazy, can you even put that into words? Like you're going to turn on a video game and be able to go put yourself in the game. Like how wild is that?
That's the thing. It's like one of those things like you always like dream about it. Like, man, I can't wait to do it. But like now this year, it's like weird. Like there's no way. Like I don't have to create myself in the game. Like I'll be, it's a difference.
Yeah. Are you playing quarterback?
Mike.
I just had to throw it out there.
Oh yeah.
So what we're talking about your run coming into the league. Obviously, the Senior Bowl was a big part of that. What was the experience like down there in the Senior Bowl, playing with some of the top seniors in the country?
It was fun. I mean, just getting that experience. It's always fun competing, and you never want to shy away from competing. Competition is what this league is built on, and in every position from top to bottom, you got to compete no matter what. You know, there is no, okay, we can get away this game, or, you know, sometimes it it's like a game here and there. You're like, okay, you know, I don't have to put my best foot forward, but like every week there's a challenge and you're going to be challenged by the best. Even some of the guys at the bottom of the roster are still elite. So there's no like guys who aren't good in the NFL. So you just got to be on your A game, you know, week in and week out.
I got a question for you real quick about like the practices and stuff. So are you allowed to talk about kind of what goes on at practice or should we steer away from those questions?
I can be brief.
I just wanted to ask you about, I know one thing I was reading about you was your punt return abilities. Okay. And I was just curious if you've been working with the punt return team during any of the sessions so far.
I'm just trying to find a role on this team. So, yeah. I mean, whether that's punts, kicks, whatever, receiver, or whatever they ask me to do, you know, I'm there to do it. I guess.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. Is there an excitement level about the new kickoff this season? Like with the players, like are guys talking about how this is going to be more exciting and an opportunity for bigger plays and that kind of stuff?
It's definitely exciting. It's something that I think that the whole league is going to have to get used to because, you know, nobody has really any film. I mean, we can go watch the XFL or the UFL and look at their film, but it's different when you actually have to do it. So I think it's going to be a process. I don't think it's going to be, there's just going to be like a build up until people, you know, see what other people do and see what works for them for it to be really good. But I think it's going to be definitely really good. I think there's just going to be some getting used to early on for sure.
Yeah. I know we're pretty excited about it. It kind of makes the kickoff. Before it was kind of almost being phased out of the game. It was a lot of touchbacks most of the time. And now it's like, it feels like it's going to be must-see TV. Like it's going to be a play that you don't want
to
miss.
Now is you basically have to return the kick. Yeah. You basically have to.
And I like it too, because bringing the importance of the kick is, to me, it's important. That's a lot of guys' jobs. You know what I mean? Like that, a lot of people have good NFL careers and long NFL careers because of punt returns, kickoff returns. You can go to the Pro Bowl as a special teams player. So I didn't like that it was being phased out of the game. So I think that's a really cool part of it too. Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be definitely it's going to be one of those plays that that's going to be something that you need to watch. Because I feel like in that phase, really anything can happen. That can change the game as well for a lot of teams. Man, it's going to be pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I know we've talked about it, like even just teams might carry two kickers now just because you might not want your ace field goal kicker making tackles, a lot of tackles on the kickoff team, you know? So I think there's a whole nother strategy level to it that I don't is maybe even being lost in the discussion that I think is a cool part of it.
Or they can put skill players like kicker who know how to kick a little bit.
Yeah, Yeah, something like that too. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Yep. So, I watched a video earlier, man, of right after your pro day, a guy was just firing off questions to you, and he was talking about how you were coming from a pro style offense, and you know how that was going to help your transition, you know, into the NFL. I just wanted to talk about like what that process. How has that helped you? Has it helped you at all? Has it been a good transition?
I think the transition has been pretty well. I think the terminology is what gets a lot of the guys. But a lot of guys don't come from a pro style offense, which I think could be tough. I think it was definitely a benefit for me because I'm kind of familiar with a lot of the concepts. The names may be different. There might be tweaks here and there, but I'm kind of familiar with how things go. There's different categories for different things, which I think that I got really used to being in a pro style offense for what, 3 years. It was definitely a benefit for me.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let's all take a minute to wish happy birthday to the United States of America. And there's no better way to celebrate America's birthday than with the best meats available for your backyard cookouts this 4th of July season. Right now, you can save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. So break out the grills and get ready for the 4th of July celebrations with Omaha Steaks. Get the burgers, the chicken, the jumbo franks, the brats, and of course, get the steaks. Those things are incredible. They've got appetizers, meatballs, wings. They've got desserts. They've even got wine. They've got everything you guys need to celebrate America's birthday with your friends and your family. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, and you'll get an extra $30 off your order. So set off the fireworks in everybody's mouth with Omaha Steaks this 4th of July. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs. Get 50% off site-wide during the 4th of July sale, and make sure you guys punch in that promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out to get an extra $30 off your order. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so kind of talking about, you know, your transition and stuff like that, has there been anything, obviously it's been a short amount of time so far in your NFL career, but has there been anything where after a practice you were like, damn, this is different. Like, this is next level. This is going to be tough. And has there been anything where it was asked of you, or you got done with the practice and you were like, okay, I got this. I belong here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, on both ends of the spectrum.
I can't lie to you, man. The first couple of weeks, man, it was rough. It's because they throw so much at you, and they don't expect you to learn it right away. But us as competitors, and you know, us as rookies, we don't want to go out and mess things up. You know, your first impression is your best impression. So for me, I was studying literally until I went to sleep. Like, those first couple of weeks, it was kind of, It was bad, but it was just something that I need to go through. And I understand the importance, you know, of knowing what to do, knowing how to do it at a high level, which is important. But I can't lie. Yeah. Those first couple of weeks, you know, it threw everything at us, and it was rough. But I know this game is more mental really than physical. So I just need to find a way, kind of find my routine, you know, how I handle things.
Yeah, like, I mean, Blake just said, you know, it has been a short time since you've been in the NFL so far. But in your opinion, like, what do you think is the biggest area that you feel you have grown as a football player just in that time period from college now into these first couple weeks of, like, you know, these camps and stuff? Like, on the field, like, skill development, or even off the field, preparation, training, anything like that?
I think me getting here, it was just kind of me starting over again. Obviously, I'm in the NFL now, so it's different than college. I kind of just say, like, finding out who I was again in this new situation. Obviously, I know my skill set and what I'm capable of, but it's kind of, like I said, like finding that new routine because things are different. You know, like a lot of people may say, it's a business and they treat you like a business. So nobody's, you know, following you, making you do this. Nobody's going to remind you to, okay, make sure you go over this because this is important. So it's like making sure you pay attention to all the small things. Like when a coach is not speaking to you, but he's explaining something, you got to make sure you listen to that as well because you could be there. He's not going to tell you you might be there tomorrow, but you could be doing that same thing tomorrow. But he just told somebody else that you got to, you know, you got to, it's those things that, you know, you got to really pay attention to. But I think it was me just finding myself again, just digging deep and understanding, you know, where I am now and the things I have to do to just keep going and keep climbing.
Have the Browns done a good job, I guess, in your opinion? And obviously you're not going to bash the Browns on camera, but I know Jim Brown used to be a guy who talked to the rookies about like coming in and how to handle being a pro. And they put on kind of like a rookie summit and stuff like that about handling your business. Kind of how you talked about how there's no more handholding. And I can't imagine there's a ton of handholding in Division I college, but your coach is probably still following up and doing that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And now it's a job and it's a business. Do you feel like the Browns have a good culture in helping their rookies get ready to take on that extra responsibility?
That's one thing I can say. They do a great job. Like there's so many resources for us to get help. Like there's ways to learn and to get help that I didn't even know was possible. And you know, we meet with Ron Brewer really every day, and he's kind of the guy that we can lean on. Like if we ever need something, he's there. I think they do an amazing job of just trying to make sure that we have everything there. Like I said, they're not gonna make us do stuff, but the resources are there. It's just up for us to be pros and to use them and to say something if we need help. Like that's what I mean, like the difference between like college and pros. Like everything's there. It's just they're not gonna make us do it. It's just up to us if we want to use our resources or not.
So
it's been amazing though. I can't complain. I can't complain about anything. Everything's been so far has been amazing.
That's good to know too, because I've been a Browns fan for my whole life, and I feel like we have that culture now. And if I would have asked you this question 10 years ago, I don't know if I would have been surprised if you would have been like, they just kind of threw us to the wolves. Like I feel like we've really turned the corner as a franchise. I think like AB and Stefanski, I think these are good guys.
Now, I think they do a great job. AB actually, he talked to us too in one of our rookie meetings. And, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of guys don't get a chance to talk to the GM. And it's kind of weird, like him coming, like taking time away from what he's got to do, because Lord knows the things he has to do. And just coming to talk to the rookies, like just trying to make sure we're good with everything. Him as well. You know, one of the things he told us was to make sure we use the resources, because the people in the building are there for us. Like that's their job. Their jobs are to make sure that we can perform as best as we can on the field. And that's just one thing that we have to, you know, adapt to, you know, in the NFL is using your resources, because, you know, they're not going to come to you, but they're there for you. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that is great to hear. We love hearing, you know, the inside scoop on the Browns. Like Blake said, we really do feel like it's a different organization than it used to be. But
yeah.
I know we're running up against it a little bit. Got to get you out of here. You got a busy schedule. Just real quick, what was it like when you got that call from the Browns, you know, hey, we want to offer you a contract, and the agreement was made? Like, how did that feel? Where were you at? Like, who was with you? Just tell us the quick story about that, because it's, like you said, it's not something everybody gets to experience.
Yeah, it was weird because leading up to the draft, I kind of had a vision already that I was going to be a Brown. Like everything was connecting to the Browns. Like I had a dream about it. Like I passed by cars and cars of that Cleveland Browns, or as soon as I go on YouTube, I see something about the Browns. It was kind of weird. I was like, I think I'm going to be there. I don't know how, but I think I will. But it was an amazing moment. It's one of those moments that like you can't prepare for. It's just life changing. Like I said, like dreaming about something for so long, and it's like finally here. It's kind of weird to know what to do in that moment. You know what I mean? But I was there at home with my family. It was just a cool moment, you know, for all of us, because there's so many people that sacrificed for me to be here. And, you know, I understand this is just my moment. You know, I put in the work, obviously, to get this point, but there are so many hands, you know, especially my parents, man, all they've done for me since I was a kid, just making sure that, you know, I never gave up on myself, no matter what, even through the ups and downs, that I always knew, you know, who I was, and they made sure of that. So it was a fun moment for all of us. We went in and enjoyed ourselves out there. It was pretty cool, man.
That's good to hear. I can't imagine. The coolest thing I ever did was win like a baseball championship when I was 12. Yeah, so, but it's great to have you here. Like Josh said, we know you got to get you out of here. You got a busy schedule. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time, letting us get to know you, letting the listeners get to know you. We love getting just the insight into kind of like the inner workings of the Browns and meeting the players. It's really awesome. So we appreciate you being here, taking time. Good luck with everything, and we can't wait to hopefully maybe come up and meet you in person at training camp or something.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm always welcome. Y'all was welcome to have me. You know, I'm here for y'all as well. So I appreciate y'all for having me. I'm blessed, man. Thank y'all.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.